Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ride from the Left Coast, and thank you so much for joining me today. We are coming at you from Oceanside. It's gorgeous, springish type day with sunshine, about 70 degrees. We are coming from patriotfamilies.com, and Hollis Buchanan helping us out there with Blog Talk Radio. It's amazing. Thanks, Ron, Rod, and Yola for joining. Hopefully soon others will join in as well. I did do a blog blast radio announcement and sent out emails to others, so we'll just see how that goes. Again, I need to, Yola, thanks for all of your concern about promoting the shows. We probably need to do that, but it's summertime and everybody's, you know, partying and going to the beach and surfing and everything. And I love playing that because we are in, like, the hugest upside-down world I can even imagine. With everything that's going on in the news and all the distractions, we've got Boehner talking about this, talking about that. We've got Derelict Holder. We've got Senator Cornyn. You know, I think these guys, they're so good at what they do. It's just the world is a stage, and these guys are playing their part perfectly. And we had talked to the last two or three shows with Fed Up Frank Show, Constitution Hour, and then, of course, the impromptu show yesterday with Bill and Ron and myself, and we were talking about Agenda 21, talking about communism, we're talking about the State of the Union, and it's just a mess. We talked a lot about the real Lincoln that Ron so graciously read and has been telling us. Okay, so I sound funny. Maybe it's an echo or something. She's telling me I don't sound good. I've got my mic away from me, so I don't know what I'm doing wrong. But hopefully there's no echo right now. I'm on Skype, so we'll see how this goes. Anyway, we were talking about what's happened to the Constitution or what's left of it, if it's even in existence. And I was pondering everything that I had talked about on explaining to my sister and her husband about Agenda 21. And I think what I figured out is the reason that they have such a hard time understanding why the powers that be or anyone would, I did for a second, I was moving my radio, would have a hard time. They don't understand why anyone would want to do this to us, and one of the answers I came up with is because they don't know history. They don't know the history of Columbus, our Christian heritage, and I'm not talking about a theocracy, I'm talking about what they wanted to do, why they wanted religious freedom from Europe. They don't know anything about the Mayflower Compact. They don't know anything about the Pilgrims and what they went through. They don't understand, the history of Stalin, the history of the Revolutionary War, the secession from, England, basically is what happened. And they don't understand, especially they don't understand how these actors on the stage of D.C. and on our state capitals are playing a part, and the only people who don't understand that nobody's playing by the same rules, no, I don't use a headset, is We the People. We the People have been blindsided and lied to for 135 years, and we think there's really still a Constitution, and all these guys up there in D.C., all they're doing is play-acting, and they're pretending, and we're buying it, and we're, you know, we're the Pharaoh's slaves. And it's really, really sad, and when you once you see it and once you understand it, whether it's the evil behind the huge monolithic Agenda 21 or the powers that be, the greedy SOBs in D.C., the stupid idiots in Sacramento, wherever it is, then you have seen the mothership and you get it. And it breaks your heart because you're in mourning. You're in mourning for something you thought was real. And it could have been. It should have been. The people that I speak of that don't know history, they don't know, if I were to talk to them about De Tocqueville or Basquiat or Locke or even Milton Friedman, for heaven's sakes, or von Hayek, they would think I was speaking Martian. They don't understand what it was supposed to be. The fact that once that declaration was done, once that Revolutionary War was done, those founders just put the huge kibosh on 5,000 years of evil that had prevailed. And ever since the ink was dry on the Constitution, they have been, you know, writhing in a corner like the cockroaches that they are, screaming and pitching fits, and they have been after us ever since. They have been doing it, and they've been succeeding because they're so stealthful. Evil learns how to do stuff, and they have done a really good job. They've done it through every regulation, every communist manifesto, every evil Pol Pot, Pharaoh ideology, Nimrod ideology, Caligula, all of it, all the evils. They have done a really good job. And here we are today, you know, trying to figure out what to do while we're pounding straw into mud pits, just like the poor Hebrew slaves so many years ago. So this presents a problem, and I am going to, I have, in fact, the other day, I think it was yesterday, and on Skype, and I wish we could do Skype here where you guys could see me on the chat room, but somehow we'll work that out. I put together a Glenn Beck chalkboard. It's a big whiteboard, and I showed it to Ron on his Skype, and he was laughing. But anyway, it starts out, and I'm going to use this in my meeting on the 19th, and they are not going to like what I have to say because I'm laying it out on the Agenda 21 stuff. And basically what it is, the first section is how it started in 1992 at the Rio Earth Summit. George Bush 1 signed soft law in 1993. Clinton implemented it through his President's Council on Sustainable Development. This policy seeks to abolish private property rights, educate our youth for global citizenship, and control human population growth. The second column is what came next. After 1993, Nancy Pelosi on the House floor on a YouTube video pushing for Agenda 21, Congress rejected it outright because they were showing that death map, which you can find on any side of under, just type Google in UN Agenda 21. They were horrified when they saw that, and then they had to implement. So the UN Agenda 21 crowd used ICLEI to infiltrate local councils, mayors, and city planners. Thereby, ICLEI breaks the general plans. Every city cooperates with Caltrans, CARB, and SANDAG. That's our area. All of the plans are identical or very similar to one another because they're all written by the same people with the same agenda. And then it says the third one is where we are today. The key words are sustainable development, smart growth, smart meters, roundabouts or traffic calming, high density along rail and transit corridors, multi-use structures, complete streets like in Europe, looking for electric cars. Oh, that'll work well. Herding people off rural areas, off rural homes and farms. Single-family homes are unsustainable. The next is, my last one is the end game, and I'm going to put that death map on there, and then underneath it gives you a legend for the map. The red core reserves and corridors is little to no human use. The yellow buffer zones is called highly regulated use. The turquoise normal use zones of cooperation, whatever the heck that means. The Orange Border 21 La Paz Sidebar Agreement of NAFTA, 124-mile-wide international zone of cooperation. Oh, that'll be fun. The pink are all Indian reservations. The gray are military reservations. The black dots are cities of over 10,000 people in each city. And you ought to see how few those are, so you know they're going to kill everybody off. And it says some major highways and interstate rivers are also shown. Yeah, I'm sure they are, in small doses. In the Declaration of Independence, this is a compare and contrast. All men are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And it was originally done as property, and that's the Deck of Independence. And this is a quote from Alexander King, and you're going to love this. He's the Club of Rome co-founder. And he says, in searching for a new enemy to unite us, we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine, and the like would fit the bill. All of these dangers are caused by human intervention. The real enemy, then, is humanity. That's his quote. And then, of course, the one from Maurice Strong, the Secretary General of the UN Conference on Environment and Development, 1992 Rio Earth Summit, which was the Agenda 21 debut. Maurice Strong quoting him, current lifestyles and consumption patterns of the affluent middle class involving high meat intake, use of fossil fuels, appliances, home and work air conditioning, and suburban housing are not sustainable. Oh, he can pound sand. And then there's another piece to this puzzle, which I am going to make sure that these people see. It says the five paths to transform American society. This is Kathleen Marquardt, Agenda 21. It's called The End of Western Civilization. Lovely. This was quoted February 4th, 2012, by the way. From the land of the brave to the pen of the slave. Rural areas have the Wildlands Project, and that's that California map I used last week, which calls for the rewilding of 50% of all the land in every state. Cities have smart growth with designed human habitat settlements and walkable, bikeable, high-density developments. Businesses use public-private partnerships, also known as corporate fascism. Governments have stakeholder councils, non-elected boards, and regional governments, i.e. SANDAG, SCAG, CARB, Metropolitan Water District, et cetera. And I found out what the actual definition of SANDAG is. It's San Diego and governmental. That's how it spells out. And then five, schools use No Child Left Behind, indoctrination, social engineering programs, rather than actual education. And that was 2012. So here we have it. And so those are the items I'm going to be speaking on. Let's see. Ross says they don't care to understand. All they care about is themselves. I know the powers that be don't care about anything except more power, more wealth, more greed, and more misery upon us. I actually, in fact, Ron had sent me, I guess we lost the other people. One's on a treadmill, one has a headache. But Rod, thanks for joining me. Maybe they'll re-sign in. There was an article Ron Golden sent to me yesterday regarding the Fed and how the mythical statements that have been made about the burst and bubble cycles, which has been created by the Fed, has been, hey, we got them both back. You guys logged out. Maybe you had to refresh. I was just explaining, Ron, about the email talking about the Federal Reserve and the myth that these bursts and bubble cycles are natural, like the seasons, and that Glenn Beck actually had that on his show, coincidentally on his show prior to you sending me that email, and that he actually bought into all this stuff. And I was like, oh my God. So I think his category needs to be going out and filling trucks with food and just leave the rest of it to people who know what they're talking about. There was also an opportunity, and I sent something back stating that I get it now. I totally get it, because we are under the illusion that we actually still have some sense of freedom and that we have a constitution, and that the powers that be are actually thinking about the constitution. They don't give a rat's behind about it. They probably shredded it 135 years ago, and I'm so tired of it. That's just kind of saw a portion of it, Rod, about the Dodd-Frank bill. That was for the housing bubble. And I think all this stuff's interconnected. These guys, they're not stupid. They're evil, but they're not stupid. And I think they're all in cooperating with each other, and they're rotten. And that the Federal Reserve, it needs not to be controlled, reined in, or anything else, or regulated. It needs to be abolished, along with all the rest of the stuff that's happened for the last 135 years. And I mean, and then some. I am so fed up with these people. So what I did was I thought, okay, I've got 45 minutes and there's not too many people. Hopefully someone will call in. But I did something that was kind of cool. Let's see if I can find this baby. I set the Bible up on its end and let it fall open. So I've got St. Luke chapter 19, and I thought I'd read a little bit to give us a little hope. This was Luke 19:45. And so Jesus was talking about what he was doing. And he went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold therein and them that bought, saying unto them, it is written, my house is the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And he taught daily in the temple, but the chief priests and the scribes and the chief of the people sought to destroy him and could not find what they might do, for all the people were very attentive to hear him. And it came to pass that on one of those days, as he taught the people in the temple and preached the gospel, the chief priests and the scribes came upon him with the elders and spake unto him, saying, tell us, by what authority dost thou say these things, or who is he that gave thee this authority? And he answered and said unto them, I will also ask you one thing, and answer me. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or of men? And they reasoned with themselves, saying, if we shall say from heaven, he will say, why then believe ye him not? But if we say of men, all the people will stone us, for they be persuaded that John was a prophet. And they answered that they could not tell whence it was. And Jesus saith unto them, neither tell I you by what authority I do these things. Then began he to speak to the people this parable. A certain man planted a vineyard and let it forth to husbandmen and went into a far country for a long time. And at the season he sent a servant to the husbandmen that they should give him of the fruit of the vineyard. But the husbandmen beat him and sent him away empty. And again he sent another servant, and they beat him also, and treated him shamefully, and sent him away empty. And again he sent a third, and they wounded him also, and cast him out. Then said the Lord of the vineyard, what shall I do? I will send my beloved son. It may be they will reverence him when they see him. But when the husbandmen saw him, they reasoned among themselves, saying, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him, that the inheritance may be ours. So they cast him out of the vineyard and killed him. What therefore shall the Lord of the vineyard do unto them? He shall come and destroy these husbandmen and shall give the vineyard to others. And when they heard it, they said, God forbid. So it's, you know, when he speaks parables, he still speaks the truth. And I'd love to have someone call in. Oh, Rod says, sounds like Obama. He thinks this land belongs to him, too. No, I don't know what Obama thinks, because I can't get inside that person's head. I can't even fathom, even if I read the entire Communist Manifesto, which I have not. I've just read the planks, the many, many planks of communism that he spelled out in that book, which just are evil. They're identical to ICLEI and Agenda 21. I think Obama hates this country. I think he hates white people. I think he hates capitalism. Of course, he's probably never experienced it except for the money he's made off of his books. I don't know what's going on, except that the man is a usurper. He's not qualified to be president under any measure. Let's say that we do still have a constitution. He's not constitutionally eligible, and he's in way over his head, and he's in a lot of trouble. I don't know what's going to happen, because I believe that Mitt Romney, or as some of us call him, Mittens, I don't know what he's doing. He better fire his people, because they're not giving him what he needs to speak on. And well, yeah, he hates Christians, because I think he's pretty enamored with, you know, the Muslim ideology. He loves Marx, or statism at the very least. He's proven it over and over again. His whole background from the time he was probably 10 years old has just been indoctrination by every single leftist, you know, and I mean far leftist on the planet. We can go through the names, but we know the Valerie Jarrett, the Bill Ayers, the Frank Marshall Davis. We've got Valerie Jarrett and her father. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And every single person that he's around, and most of the people, they're just drones of his and clones of his, a lot of them, like Axelrod and Jay Carney Barker, and just the whole lot. It just makes you crazy. Grunts is a puppet, does not need to know anything. They just act according to which string is pulled. That's true, but the man, he's still, you know, as a human, and he has free will, and he does weird things, and it's getting him in trouble. But I know he's a puppet, and he's actually angering the left. He's angering everybody. I'm surprised he, you know, he even got in public after Scott Walker. You know, they must have put a lot of makeup on him, because I'm sure the left was beating the heck out of him, the next day. I'm surprised he could get on camera at all. But, you know, here he goes. You know, he's talking about the private sector's just fine. Oh, sure. Yeah, on Mars maybe, but not on Earth. It's really sad, you know. We go through this, and we don't know what to do other than what we're doing. I bat my head against the wall, but I have figured it out. The more that I can tell people, look, you've got to understand, and, you know, the truth's going to make you miserable in the beginning, but it eventually will set you free, because then at least you know what you're dealing with, and you know how bad these people are, and it's been going on for thousands of years, and now we recognize when pretty much how it all started in bits of history, let's say the Civil War, the Reconstruction, all the evil things Lincoln did, and Ron's correct calling him an SOB. So, you know, we just have to figure out what to do now, because they have had a huge head start on us, and they've got so much accomplished. They've shredded so many freedoms. For God's sake, they got the EPA with drones spying on farmers in Iowa and Nebraska. And I live in a country where I tell my neighbor and make jokes that I have to hide my garden in the back of my trailer from the friggin' EPA. Now, if that's not, you know, like two inches close to being a kulak in the Ukraine under Stalin, I don't know what is. And it was funny at the time, and then I thought about it, and I thought, that's not funny anymore. I don't like this. I want my freedom. I want what should be, what it should have been, what it was supposed to be. And and I've said, excuse me, Rod says Obama may not even know what he is. He might think he's doing his own thing. Yeah, I don't think he's blind to anything, Rod. I think he's got his eyes wide open in the Marxist statist, you know, utopia that he sucked into, believes it, drank the Kool-Aid his whole life, and he just spews it out. He's got a teleprompter. I can't imagine who's writing his stuff for him. But I don't want to hear him. I know what he is. I know who he is. And I know who's running him. And they all need to be in jail, as far as I'm concerned. And Ron says, SOB socialist Obama boy. Well, yeah, I don't know which one. We've got Lincoln, we got Woodrow Wilson, we've got FDR, and we've got Obama. I take your pick. And we got stupid Carter. He didn't help with this damn EPA in the 70s. I'd like to put him in jail just for that. Stupid fool. Okay, he says, lest any would think I would cuss. Yeah, well, as long as you can spell it, Ron, that's the best thing. It sounds better when you spell it. You know, there was a really interesting talking about the EPA and the Fed and what's going on and the drones and the farmers and the pigs being shot and all these things going down. And so I put a comment in, and what was weird is I thought I would check out, you know, on Tea Party Nation, you put your comments in, and if you want to have people follow you for a bit, then you can do that. So they were talking about the candidates, Mitwit and the R and the D and the left and the right and, you know, and the EPA and all this stuff. So I put in my 2 cents and I said, look, I said, you guys don't realize that these guys are not playing by the rules of the founders. They don't love the Constitution. They hate it. That because it binds them and they know it. And you and I think we're still under freedom. And the only person that I really, really think that actually gets it, totally gets it, and always has got it, is Ron Paul. And, you know, I said, wake up. You're not free. You're in a serfdom system already. It's already been, you know, kind of destroyed. And so the funny thing was, this stupid woman, she writes back to me. The only thing she got out of that was that she thought I was advocating for a write-in ticket. And so I wrote back and said, no, dear, I wasn't advocating for a write-in ticket, but I just wanted to point out the difference. The only difference between the two candidates is one is a dyed-in-the-wool, you know, statist or Marxist, and the other one is a, you know, a lukewarm socialist. And then I left it at that, and I stopped following. Unbelievable. Yeah, sweet old boy. Yeah, good one, Rod Luke. Anyway, yeah, there's names that I wouldn't even under my breath in my pillow, and especially not on the air, call these guys. They're just stupid evil, and they've got terrible agendas. And my friend at the other meeting, when we were speaking to the city council, she said, yeah, she says there's something in the air because the previous green tree hugger was up there talking about something in the air. And she says, it's in the air because there's this huge evil agenda out there behind all this stuff. So they cannot connect the dots. I'm telling you, they do not understand history. They don't know it. They've not done their homework. And again, I am not a scholar, but I have read my butt off trying to get a handle on this stuff. And when I see the correlation between what, you know, people like Castro and Stalin and Hitler and Mao Zedong and Kim Jong mental ill have done in the past and all these people, it's the same story, you know. It's the same as Nimrod. It's the same as Caligula. It's the same as old Rome and the pharaohs. What are we doing here, you know? Can't you even, my God, a couple books would tell you. And then here we have this mess that we're in. And that's why they've done it, because they were ticked off when we got those unalienable rights and we got that Constitution to bind these coneheads. And we took people from the Middle Ages, literally, with, you know, torches and candlelight, if they were lucky to have that, to people going to the moon. I mean, and they weren't happy with that. Oh, no, because there was something called freedom, and they had to get rid of that real soon. So they did. I don't know where they dug up Lincoln. But we need to dig up again, like Ron says. And lukewarm meaning Mittens Romney, I don't know, he's kind of like room temperature socialist in my book. And welcome guest 7161, I don't know who that is, but welcome. And if anyone wants, I'm going to go ahead and put this in here, wants to call in, I would welcome it. These are the numbers, 646. I'm not good at multitasking here. Okay. Love all callers, even if it's only for a few minutes. Give me something to rant about. But I wanted to read the scripture because that it was in St. Luke, and it was talking about the very things that, you know, we scream about, and that, you know, these Pharisees, Sadducees, and all these guys in the temple, and he had to throw the temple over and scream at them. And then they're asking him by what authority. he let them have it pretty good. He gave them a taste of their own medicine. I think that that Jesus had not only a sense of humor, I couldn't see what something, how about Linda, I don't know, I couldn't get that one, Rod, so make it clearer for me and I'll answer you. But again, 646-378-0321, I'd love to have callers. I just love reading the scripture because I think God has a great sense of humor, and he'll get the last word on all of it, so these are good things. That's a good thing. Let's see who else is in the news. Haven't heard too much on the if there's going to be any charges against the gentleman in Texas who had to defend his daughter from being totally violated by some nut job. But I did hear on Michael Savage's show, and nobody else talked about it, I guess the media was a little reluctant to talk about the perpetrator because he was an undocumented Mexican, and he was from Mexico, and nobody will say the M word. Talk about not saying the M word for Marxist. They won't say it, man. It was Savage hit the nail on the head because he says, oh, that would bring up a whole kettle of fish. You can't talk about that. Can't talk about that he may not be here legally. Can't talk about that he was a Mexican national. Of course, he's dead now, but anyway. And the fact is that I'm sure that anyone would, any small four-year-old little angel would, you would just jump at the chance. And had it been, you know, Sarah Palin, the Mama Grizzly, oh, my God. Of course, that would have been probably a 10 gauge through the guy's head, but and not just rounds of buckshot. It probably would have been a slug, but yeah, don't mess with kids. That's just horrible. And you know, it's a self defense thing. It's you got to protect the babies, and you've got to protect your own life, and you're allowed to do that. So anybody that wants to talk about those things, what did he say? Just kidding, don't mind naming me. Oh, it's a legitimate term, Rod. Sorry. I wasn't even thinking about your last name, but I was talking about the, you know, mild-tempered socialist dingbats that are literally running this country, and they've the other day, and I actually tuned in to the Talking Heads, Kill You, tuned in to Hannity last night just for a minute, and I had to go back to Criminal Minds because that was a hell of a lot more entertaining than Hannity. And why? Yo has a bad headache, Rod. I don't know. Anyway, so who does Hannity pick to put on his show? Charlie Rangel, who's spewing more socialism, more big government, more high taxation, and I'm going, my head's spinning. I'm going, okay, I got to go back to Ion TV and watch Criminal Minds, and oh man, and the behavioral analysis unit, go find the bad guy who's ripping women to I'm telling you, I couldn't believe it. And then his radio show today, because I happen to have that particular station on my for talk radio in my car, and I'm doing banking business today, and I'm hearing Hannity, and this guy's been playing for the last month the same rhetoric, the same sound bites, over and over and over again, the same talking points. I'm going, this guy's on for 3 hours, 5 days a week, and it's so boring and so repetitious, I can't, I mean, sometimes we rehash stuff, but I think in 1 hour I could do a better job than Hannity does in three. The only thing different is he gets big names on his show. I've had it with these people. I'm done. I'm going to bury myself in the book and all my books, and I'm going to go to the city council meetings, and I'm going to speak the truth. Ron says, Linda, you are starting to sound like me. Ha ha. Sounds like he's a broken record. And guess who else a broken record? In the teleprompter. The economy's fine? I mean, what? You're right, RD, they're all nuts. They're absolutely nuts. Either they're in on it or they're so stupid, their IQ must be like 65. I can't believe these people. I don't understand it. I'm at the point, you know, we already know that we've got to do something. So that's why I'm probably, as soon as I get everything together, probably Friday, Saturday, and Monday, and Tuesday, and all the days that I can prior to this meeting. It's on the 19th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Hopefully I'll check Bill and Hulse's show on the 19th. But if not, it's because I'm at city council. I'm going to get everybody from Americans Protecting Property Rights, my A21 guys. I'm going to get everybody from Vista Tea Party Patriots that I can grab, Action People, and we're going to go down there and talk about this stuff. And I'm going to tell them, look, my gloves are off. I'm not playing no more. I cannot talk about, oh, this carbon does this and the roundabouts does that. No. It's not happening. They're behind schedule, and I'm way behind schedule, and I'm going after them tooth and nail, and I'm going to say, look, I know your game, I know what you're doing, and we're not doing it. So we're going to find constitutional sheriffs to stop you. And if you had half a brain, that's what you would be doing. And if we all had half a brain, we'd be in Sacramento saying, you better secede from this stupid union that got created 135 years ago. Done. And I don't actually have the quote in front of me, but I will paraphrase my favorite founder, Thomas Jefferson, when he said, from time to time, the price of freedom was going to have to be fought with bloodshed of tyrants and patriots alike. And I think it's going to have to come down to that, folks. I swear to you, I think that's what's going to happen. You know what? I'm going to let God sort it out. Whatever happens, happens. I'm going to be prepared for all this nonsense. I'm going to tell people the truth. I'm going to fight City Hall. And I'm going to go forward. And I'm going to educate people up one side and down the other. I actually got to talk to my sister today. Just before I got on the air, the kids were here. I had my sister Karen, her daughter Jenny, the youngest daughter, and we had the two kids. We had Mazzy and Khalees. One's going to be 7 next month. The other one's 4. Going to be 5 in November. Anyway, gorgeous munchkins. They're all running around. And so I asked her if she could print the desk map for me because my color printer is not good. She says, okay, tell me what to do, where to go on the Internet, and I'll print it out and have it ready for you on Father's Day Sunday. I go, good, because I showed her my Glenn Beck chalkboard, and I showed her everything. And she goes, oh, my God. So I said, look at the legend. Look at this map legend. And she says, oh, my gosh. And I said, yeah, isn't that special? And she says, she looked at me and she says, it's just hard to believe. And I said, Karen, I know. I totally get it, but at least I have a dialogue with her. I said, but it's real. I'm telling you, it's real. And she says, oh, I believe it's real. She's not doubting me. Thank God we have more doubting Thomas on that end of the scale. So I'm pleased that I at least got through to those two because they've known something's wrong, couldn't put their finger on it for a long time. Kind of dismissed me as, like I said, the Alex Jones of the county, and but I'm showing them that I'm doing my research and that I've done this research and that I'm doing it right and I'm trying to explain to people, and so I think I'm gaining a little credibility with these folks, and so I'm praying that that's going on. Rod says the reason I said Obama thinks he owns the land, he said my White House would not let leaks out. Yeah, well, I know we own it. Putting up his feet on the Resolute desk, yeah, I'd like to shoot him for that one. Oh, God, now I'm going to be arrested. But anyway, the figure of speech, hiding my garden from the EPA. I'm in so much trouble, I can't. I am a fellow radical, to be sure. It's just, I'm doomed. But as long as I'm able to breathe and speak, I will do so. If anybody has a couple minutes, it's 646-378-0321. I got about 21 minutes left, and I'd love to talk to whomever. Yeah, everything he does, Rod, is just hugely in our faces, and what's happened is the reason people woke up is because he was so blatant, and everybody around him was so radical to the left, so in-your-face commie, in-your-face, you know, anti-property rights, anti-any freedom whatsoever, just blatant, whereas the other guys like McShane and both Bushes and the Clintons, you know, they could be pretty stupid and ugly and rotten. We just didn't see it because they weren't shoving it down our throats like the Obamacare and the, you know, even though they did the Patriot Act, now this guy's, you know, going off and they got the drones and, you know, it's just boom, boom, boom. They're killing us. And so that's why we're trying to push back because we know this is where this is going to end. And it's not a fun time. It's pretty scary. I also, have a feeling that in 2, 3, maybe 4 months, God knows how much time we have, these artificial situations, the euro, what's going on in France, what's going on in Spain, Italy, all of it, the England, Ireland, Greece, it's just, like I said, the Germans are pissed off. We're sitting here weak as hell. The administration has gone full bore. They're, you know, from Karl Marx, from the gay marriage to the gay military to the this to that, and the drones and the EPA and the Agenda 21 and the NDAA. It's nuts. And we're sitting here going, even us, we're going, when the hell did this happen? Well, it's been happening for a long time. Now we know. Now we got to keep doing the Paul Revere, and get ourselves together. Water gun. How about a paint gun? Those paintball guns? Yeah, that'll work. Anyway, I got my two. Can't give out my address anymore. I'm just going to say I'm kind of in San Diego County, San Diego area. But in fact, yesterday we were talking, I made my list too of what I'm going to stop at the store to get when we go to Indiana because I'm so excited about it. Because we got so sick of talking politics. We were talking about food and roast hog and fresh ham steaks and all this stuff. So I thought, okay, I need to bring a couple items from my kitchen. Hopefully they'll all fit in my suitcase when we go. I need my small garlic ricer press and my couple things from my bar supply so I can make drinks and stuff. And it should be pretty cool. I have to have my wine key and my Houdini, which cuts the foil on the top of the wine bottles in case anyone wants to know what that is. But I was planning on making homemade garlic bread, so I'll get all that stuff on the way. And I've got my new bathing suit. My mom's giving me her old one. She doesn't go to the pool anymore, so it should be a blast. I'm so excited. I can't. I know Ron always carries when he goes anywhere, but that'll be good because I can't get one on the plane, and I don't. I know Bill's not going to bring any weapons or anything, but he promised to teach me how to do self defense under many circumstances. You know, prior to being able to try to reach a gun, because sometimes you can't get to them. Been there, done that. Don't want to have to go through that again. So it's a one piece run and it's kind of cute. Again, I agree. I got to do my workouts too, because, you know, at least I can be toned up when I get there, because I know it's going to be nice weather and we're going to want to go in the lake and stuff and do what we're allowed to do. But how to kick a bathing suit. Okay. You're going to have to call in and explain this one. I don't understand, but it's cute. So I got my new tennis and I got my new sandals and I got to go get a couple other things and make sure everything's together, and it's going to be wild. I'm bringing pictures from my past when I was a showgirl, and I'm bringing, see what else, I can't remember. Of course, I'm bringing my camera. So, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, all I know is I got to learn all those tricks that Bill wants to teach me and the other gentlemen that want to teach, whatever. So it should be pretty interesting. And we've got to hang out in the water and drink wine and eat good food and do all the fun stuff. And don't forget a hat. Do I need a hat? How about my suntan lotion? We use suntan lotion here. Oh, my God. You tell me. I need a hat. So, yeah, and if I had the culinary items in the area to do this, I love cooking, so it should be fun between Bill and Yo and myself and everybody else is going to pitch in, and those who love to eat, and it should be really, really fun. And I didn't know if you guys wanted me to bring my tiny little folder on things I've been working on, but I'll try to bring a few items and explain to you what's been going on. But hey, Oz, welcome to the show. We're just talking about our Indiana trip. I wish you could join us. I know Terry and David can't come, and I promised Terry I would take lots of pictures and put them up, Patriot Families, and with a blog and all that stuff so that she can enjoy the Fox app. I don't understand Fox app. I don't know. You guys have to explain. I'm missing something. But I don't think he's talking about Fox News. But anyway, I'm planning a trip to southern states in August, we're in July, like in the middle of July, in southern Indiana, so we're partying and taking a break, and we're also trying to probably strategize on how to survive the coming insurrection, because that's about what it is. Say it three times, where the fuck? Okay, I'm not going to do that on the air. All right, pick up the phone. Come on, you guys. Give me a break. I only have 15 minutes left, but it's been, like I said, a pretty crazy week. And you get so sick of seeing the Charlie Rangels and the, what did that guy, what was it, James Carville? Oh, my God. Talk about a Marxist. Some of the stuff that comes out of these people's mouth. I'm a little slow because I had the family over and we're sitting drinking wine and eating chips. So, but it's been pretty crazy with all the people, like Ron said, we can't listen to them anymore. It's just ridiculous. It's sick. You know, they're more repetitious than any of us thought of. They come up with nothing new. They're playing the game. And the worst part is the lies that come out of the mouths of these people. The Jay Carneys, the Axelrods, the Obama, the Bidens, everybody down the line. Unbelievable. I'm sick of it. They're so steeped into this Keynesian and pure communism or lukewarm socialism. Nobody can see the forest for the trees, and they've got all these idiots who still, I can't even believe the numbers. Why is Obama's approval rating is not 20% is beyond my comprehension. I tear my hair out. I just tear my hair out. And I know that Romney's not the answer, but I certainly don't want Barry back in there. I mean, that would be, just give me the cyanide tomorrow, because I don't even want to see that guy. No, I don't even want to see him ever again. And I know Romney's not much better, but I don't think he hates the people. Maybe he's a good actor. I don't know. Maybe I know they all are, but unbelievable. Okay, here we go, Ron. Hey, thanks for calling in.
Hey, Linda. Sorry about that. I had to get, when Rod said something about a hat, I had to get the where's the fox hat.
Very cute.
I knew so, you'd get it eventually.
Yeah, it's just I'm trying to, you know, read it and say it in my head and talk at the same time. That's not good. But, anyway, all the things that have come down, even in the past week, it's just mind-boggling. And now that I know, none of us know the whole truth because we're not God, but he knows. When we go to the other side, he'll reveal it to us, I believe. But in the meantime, we got to deal with these guys. They're crazy. They're liars. They're playing a part on a stage, and it's just one big play acting, you know, bunch of BS. And everybody falls for it. It's very sad. It's just unbelievable what's going on. And anybody who thinks that we need to rein in the Fed instead of abolish it has got their heads, you know, where. I just can't believe it.
Well, I agree. They don't understand. The people that are advocating for, you know, trying to rein in the Fed or change the rules or give more oversight, they just don't get it.
Well, the other part, the other side of the coin, the ones who really, really do get it and who are in on it, they're the ones who are the big liars, and that's what really kind of ticks me off, because that's all they do now. They spew this diarrhea on TV and radio. I can't listen to them anymore. I'm going to be watching So You Think You Can Dance. I'm going to be watching Criminal Minds. And that's pretty much it. And then I'm going to read my book, you know.
I'm telling you that this is why I have Sirius satellite radio.
Yeah. And I know that I can get a lot of it probably on the internet if I cruise around, because I know that I think Alex Jones is on there too on the internet, but I'm not sure how to get to him.
Oh, that's easy.
Okay.
You just need to type in GCN.
Okay.
And the first one is Genesis Communications Network.
Okay.
Click on that link and it'll open up, and he comes on at 12 o'clock every day. Well, 12 o'clock my time.
Okay.
And he's on for 3 hours. But if you go to Sirius, you can do a 7-day trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything.
Cool.
And listen to Mike Church on Patriot Radio. It's channel 125.
Wow.
You're going to have some other guys on there that are going to piss you off, like Wilkow and Levin and Hannity.
Yep.
But Mike Church gets it.
Okay. Great.
And it's worth having just to listen to him every morning.
Wow. You know, these are things we need to start doing, because I'm spending money on GBTV, which my computer is not really a lot of times keen on. And I like Glenn, but, you know, I'm thinking I'm wasting my money. This guy is not getting it.
I have a convert, almost, ladies and gentlemen. I almost have a convert.
You know, and I, like I said on earlier in the show, what he's doing to help the homeless and feed people, I applaud him wholeheartedly. But when it comes to the things he doesn't understand, maybe he should be quiet. You know, I don't know. I'm just saying. Because he's not, I don't think he's doing all the homework he should be on this Federal Reserve and these bursts and bubble cycles and the economy. I don't think he's doing it. And
well, you know,
I'm no scholar, but at least I get it. You know.
If you look back when he had G. Edward Griffin on his show.
Yes.
You go back, if you go back and watch a rerun of that episode.
Okay.
He really just kind of brushed over him pretty quickly.
Yeah, and then the other day, which was the day before you sent me the article, the thing, of, I think there was Nigel Farage was on, and there was also a whole bunch of stuff on there about the Fed. There was, you know, all these emails you'd sent me.
Yep.
And talking about the bursts and bubbles and that emphatically it was not seasonal. And here's Glenn the day before saying that it's like winter, spring, summer, and fall. And I'm like, what? So I'm all... okay, that's it. You know, I got other things going down.
Yep. That's just it. I mean, I agree. There are cycles. Okay, there are natural cycles.
Right.
In the economy and everything else, but it's the artificial cycle that we're talking about. The booms and busts that are made far worse because of central economic planning. Artificially lowered interest rates, malinvestment,
sure,
misallocation of capital, which is malinvestment. You know, that's the key.
Well,
and when you bail out industries, when you bail out Chrysler and General Motors, there's no incentive for them not to misallocate their assets
right.
Again.
Well, just
Ford
like
Ford Motor Company was the only smart one. Didn't take any bailout money. They foresaw what was coming, and they secured financing before the bubble popped.
Wow. Well, you know, it's the same. This is the crony corporate fascism that we've been talking about because they're all interconnected. Now, Glenn is right on that. When you start marrying the churches and the state, and you start marrying this, that, and the other, the big government, you know, trouble's a-brewing. Trouble is, you know.
Oh, well, we've had the marriage of church and state since churches started becoming incorporated.
Yeah, and this is not good. And now, of course, they're taking it one step further, and they're mandating that somebody speak this way and mandating they don't speak the other way inside the pulpit. Oh, my God.
They're following the Lincoln Plan, I'm telling you.
Oh, my God. Absolutely. Yeah, from what I got to order that book, just kind of. After we get back from Indiana, I promise I'll get all the ones that I've wanted to get for a while. But, you know, I'm trying to educate myself on all of these items that I need to know. And then that one will be the coup de grace, I'm sure. But there's just so much that doesn't add up when, you know, when Glenn does certain things. Levin says things. You know, it's funny because now we've started to educate ourselves. Now I can hear Mark Levin with an entirely different set of ears. And believe me, I turn him off more times than not. I go, what are you talking about?
He and pisses me off. I can't listen to him. And Hannity is the same way. And
exactly.
Glenn does a lot of the same. But Glenn is much more crafty about it.
Ah. Yeah. Well, yeah, he's a comedian. He's funny. At least I laugh with him. The other ones, I don't laugh so much. You know, I can see what's going on, and when they – and I don't care whether it's Savage all the way through. You can name every single one of them, and they will dog Ron Paul to death. And that was my first clue to start looking at these people with different eyes and just say, that's it. I'm not going to waste my airtime and my time on these people. You know,
he's the only one that's advocating the Constitution.
Right. Nobody talks about it. And this is where we've gone awry every single election since Christ was a corporal, and you know it. They will not talk about it because they don't want it to change. They love the status quo. And you've talked about this with Philo and Frank Winkle and everybody for eons about this. Finally, the dawn, you know, it hits me. The light goes on. But at least I'm getting it. And now I can go forward and learn more. And that's the whole point, isn't it? To learn more.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's the thing. We look at it and we watch and they say all these wonderful things, and they get right up to the edge of talking about the real solution. And the real solution is following the damn Constitution the way it's written.
Yep.
But they just want to tinker around the edges and try to perfect the American system within the box that Lincoln created.
Yep, and because they don't want to lose their power, you know, they've already figured this out long before we did.
Well, there's too many perks. There's too many perks inside the system.
Of course. And they all think, oh, we're going to be on the bandwagon with the elitists, and we're not going to be the ones in the gulags. Yeah, right. They're going to be laughing out of the other side of their bank accounts pretty soon, too. Watch. You watch. If they have their way. Huh?
You know, I was very suspect when Glenn left, the timing when he left CNN.
Yeah.
And coming on to Fox right at the time of the 2008 election campaign season. And you know, he had gone on and called Ron Paul supporters terrorists when he was on CNN. And he never even interviewed Paul. Then he got Ron Paul on. And when he interviewed him, then he said, you know, if you were a woman, I'd kiss you on the mouth.
Wow.
Because he just loved the ideas. But for whatever reason, you know, I don't know what the agenda was. I think that set him up to be the fifth wheel, so to speak, the standout. And he was able to jump into his niche and still bash Ron Paul.
Wow. That's sad. Yeah. So now that I know what I know, I'm just going to do what I need to do and keep educating myself, Ron, because if I don't, you know, I can't give this knowledge to other people. That's why I keep going back to scripture. That's why I keep going back to the books that I have in my employ here, and just soaking it up and going in front of city council. I do everything and bend over backwards to make sure that I have my facts straight so that I can stand there and not be ridiculed, you know, and actually have not only credibility, but maybe just take their breath away. That's what I want to do. I want them to know that I get it, whether they're going to change their little minds or not, you know.
Well, they just roll their eyes and think you're crazy. But the fact of the matter is really, really clear when you study history. Marx's plan is exactly what Lincoln instituted.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you go back and read Marx. Marx wanted to, he knew the only way to create the utopian socialist society, the Marxist ideology, was through chaos and war.
Yep.
And that's why they chose Russia. They said that was the best place they could find that was ripe for war. And that led to your Bolshevik Revolution and Stalin and Lenin and the whole thing. What's exactly what Lincoln did here? He marched into office and he immediately sent federal troops and locked down the whole damn country. He declared martial law in the North and in the South, he didn't declare war. He just sent troops down and started war with the southern state. And if anybody in the North wrote a news article about it, spoke out against it in the Congress or in a church, they were locked down and sent to federal prison.
God.
It's no wonder that Karl Marx wrote him a letter of congratulations in 1864 when he won re-election.
Oh, yeah. You were talking about that.
And it's small wonder he won re-election because he'd pretty much stymied all his opponents.
He did that. Look, Ron, thanks so much. I got 54 seconds, and I want everyone to tune in tomorrow. God bless everybody. You know, your insight, Ron, has been wonderful. Everybody here, Oz, Rod, all my Patriot families, Bill, Hollis, all you guys, wonderful people. Very much looking forward to the Indiana trip and retreat. And Terry Rowland tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern, Patriot Education, that lady's got it going on. She's more educated than all of us put together. I love her. She's so well-read. And please, everyone, check out Patriot's Families for all the radio shows. We have 10 seconds, you guys. And hopefully, I'll bring you out with a little bit of White Rabbit. God bless and love you guys.